Well, Gillette Wild Hockey is right around the corner. The Wild have made strides last season under first-year head coach Ethan Hayes. Coach Hayes is joining me right now. Hey, Ethan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, your team finished out last season in third place with a 23-15 record. How do you feel about how your team progressed throughout last season?
I feel pretty good about it. I think we added a whole bunch of young talent on the top end for the forwards, and you know, our defense is looking a lot better, and our goalie situation should be just fine. So I'm excited about this year. I think we're already better than we were last year.
Now, from that team of last year, you return a lot of starters. That's not typical. That's a great sign for your program because, in my view, it shows you have some guys buying in. What do you say about that?
Yeah, retention is a big thing in junior hockey, and, you know, we have 16 guys coming back from last year, so we're real deep, and we got a real good core of guys, a lot of leadership in the room, so we shouldn't have any problems, and the guys that are returning, you know, they know the routine, and they know the rules, and they know the culture that we want, so it'll be a lot easier to build on that this year.
Now, with those returners in your second year, there will come higher expectations. What is the main message to your squad as far as how to handle those expectations?
You know, we're just taking it one day at a time right now. I don't want to put expectations on anything. Like I said, it's pretty early to start making, you know, extreme goals and having all these high expectations and a lot of pressure on these guys right away. I just want to come in and gel up and, you know, get everybody to buy into the team before we start putting expectations on guys. But obviously, in my mind, there is high expectations on a lot of these guys coming back. I mean, Declan Young, you know, 80 points the last 2 years, both years in a row. So, I mean, Tristan Blaker, Will Blake, Tucker Lee and Carson Kuch, all those guys, Brock Tuojevic on the defensive end, you know, those guys are going to take on leadership roles, and they need to be the voice of reason in the room, and, you know, they need to be the leadership roles that the rookies can, you know, just kind of grab onto and figure out what we want from them. So
now fall camp is just 2 weeks away. What are some things you want to emphasize and improve upon from last year at camp this year?
Like I said, with the team culture, you know, that was a big change last year. We had to make sure that the feel and the comfort level for the guys was up to par, and, you know, the attitudes and, you know, just the positivity on a day-to-day basis and a blue-collar work ethic, you know, that's our biggest thing right now.
As you know, as a coach in hockey, and this is the last question, little things matter. You earned a gutsy playoff performance last year, forcing a game 3 at Great Falls. How big was that win to get a playoff win, and how can you carry that momentum into this year? I know you didn't win the series, but to get a win, that's huge.
It was huge. Great Falls is a good program. A lot of people don't know it, but I came from there. You know, that's where I learned a lot of the stuff that I'm implementing here from Greg Sears in Great Falls. He was my high school coach, actually, and he gave me the opportunity to get into junior hockey, and here I am. So to get a win against them guys in the playoffs was huge, but, you know, we did fall short of our goal. So it's kind of a bittersweet thing, but it was a step in the right direction for us, and this year, you know, we obviously hope